Today's shiur, Chova Basra, Samach Zayin, Omid Aleph. We notice on the outside margin of the page that appears on your screen, we recommend, of course, that one should print out the dafs, and even better, to order his edition of the printed Gemara, of the marked Gemaras of Shas Ozer. In our introductory note entitled No Say, the outside margin, Mahem Hadvorim Aklulim B'Mechiras Chotzer. Up till now, we've been discussing sales of houses, what's included and what's not included. We're now going to be discussing what's included in the sale of a chotzer. A chotzer is essentially a piece of property that has opening onto it houses. So the chotzer is a unit that contains, in English one might refer to it as a courtyard, but it's a courtyard that has houses opening into it. Hence, one who sells a chotzer, a mocher is a chotzer, the Mishnah says, mochar botim, boros, shichin, umaoros. Included in the sale would be the houses that open to it, pits, as contrasted with the case of a house sale where we saw a person who buys the house does not get the pit. Shichin umaros, other forms of pits. Avol loy es hametatalin. However, portables, one does not gain ownership of. The metaltalin we're talking about are even those metaltalin that are known as tashmishe bayis. Those are items that we saw were not included in the house sale in the previous sugya. And there we saw things like a tanur, an oven, a kirayim, were not included in the sale, even though they're tashmishe bayis, but they're not included in the sale of a house. Likewise, in the case of the sale of a chotzer, these metatlin are not included. Bizman sha'omar lo hu v'chol ma shebesocho. If, however, the seller said, "I'm selling you the chotzer and everything therein," hare kulon mechurin. All of these metatlin, the metatlin we just mentioned, the metatlin that are tashmishe bayis, are included. It's pointed out, though, that items that have no service role to the property, something like a person's fruit and vegetables that he has in his fridge, they would still not be included in the sale. Benkach ubenkach lo mochar lo es hamerchotz velo es beis habad shebesocha. Even if he said, "I'm selling you the chotzer v'chol ma shebesocha," if, however, in that chotzer there is a bathhouse or an olive press, they will not be included in the sale. Rabbi Elazar omer, "Amocher es hachotzer lo mochar ela avira shel chotzer." One who sold a chotzer, he's selling only the chotzer airspace, but not the houses and not the pits. Tonu Rabbanan, we are about to encounter a Tanaic source, and we can notice this visually by the fact that the next few lines have a frame around it. The frame and the marking system indicates Tanaic material. We also recommend taking a look at the illustration book, the Pirush Chai, authored by Rav Chaim Porush, diagram 595. Tonu Rabbanan, hamocher es hachotzer, mochar botim hachitzonim. Included in the sale of the chotzer are houses, apartments that open into the courtyard, ubotim hapnimim, and inner houses as well. The inner houses would open into the outer houses, but these inner houses do not open directly into the chotzer. Ubeis hachulsos, Beis hachulsos, included would be ground that is useful for chol, dirt or sand, is material used in preparing glass. Chanuyos are stores, are stores that are physically located off the chotzer, are they included in the sale? Well, it depends. Aleph, psuchos l'socha, stores that open into the chotzer, and the sales from that take place in these stores are only to the b'nei chotzer, to the people that live in the chotzer. So nimkaros ima, those kind of stores are included in the sale of a chotzer, beis. However, v'she'ein psuchos l'socha, stores that don't open into the chotzer, but rather to a public thoroughfare, those kind of stores, even though their back side might be adjacent to the chotzer, but they don't open into the chotzer, ein nimkoros, they're not included in the sale. Psuchos lekan ulekan, they have two entrances, nimkoros ima. The first opinion holds, the Tanakama holds, they are included in the sale. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hamocher is a chotzer, lo mocher la milusa shel chotzer. Rabbi Elazar, as we saw in the Mishnah, presents a very limited opinion of what's included in the sale of a chotzer. He says only the airspace of the chotzer. Omer Mar, we now quote from the source we just read. And the quote also is contained in a frame because it's part of the Tanaic material. Psuchos lekanu lekan nimkoros ima. Those type of stores that open to the chotzer and to the public thoroughfare are included in the chotzer sale. The Gemara asks, v'hotoni Rabbi Chiya ein nimkoros ima. There's an alternative source authored by Rabbi Chiya that says those stores are not included with the sale of the chotzer. We seem to have a contradiction in Tanaic sources. Mora says, lo kashya, there is no contradiction. Ha, derov tashmishtayu, the go. Ha, derov tashmishtayu, the bar. The first case, if rov of the sales are lego means inside the chotzer. So even though it has a double entrance, it would be included in the sale of the chotzer. However, Rabbi Chiya's source, which says ein nimkoros ima, that's a case because rov of the tashmish, rov of the service that the chanutz provides, is labar, to the outside, to non-residents, to the people coming off of the thoroughfare. Rabbi Elazar Omer, hamocher es chotzer lo mocher ela aviro shel chotzer. As we continue in the Gemara, we notice some markings. We see some diamonds. We also notice some lettering. And we'll also notice double underlines. What is the role of all of these different markings? So let us take a look at our marking description found on the outside margin. Geometric forms, in general, serve to present something that's of a series or repetitive nature. In this case, we see the note on the outside, the mivneh, the structural note, the diamond, beis alochos shel rova. We see diamonds around rova's name. These are two halochos that he presents. We also notice an aleph and beis that are encircled. These represent b'chol halocha mofia shtei lishonos, that within each diamonded section, under each one of them, we will see two versions of what he says. We'll also be seeing a double underline. These are bituyim shonim shemashmautam kshuros lechotzer, different phrases that are associated with chotzer. Inside the Gemara now, keep track of the numbers and the letters. Omar Rova, E di Omar Le Dirta. If someone said, I'm selling you Dirta, De Kule Almo Lo Pligi De Boti Mashma, everyone would agree that houses would be included. This everyone is, even Rabbi Eliezer, who we saw held that in a case of a chotzer, one selling only the airspace, if he however chooses the expression Dirta, that is capable, that includes houses. Ki pligi, the circumstances under which Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim are arguing, the Omar Lei, he used the word darta. The word darta happens to be the Aramaic form of chotzer. Mor savar, tarbitza mashma. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the mashmos, the implication of the word darta, is one of airspace. Umor savar, boti mashma. The Chachamim, who disagree, hold that darta would imply houses as well. Let's take a look at the Rashbam, the wide section. Rabbonan Savri Boti Mashma. The darta vedirta achas heim. Both of these expressions. We saw dirta just before in the first double underlining. And that we said, everyone agrees, implies houses as well. So darta and dirta are one, as far as the Rabbonin are concerned. Shneim loshon dirahim. Ulahach lishna kamo derava mashma. Tehecho diomar lei. Chotzer zu ani mocher loch. According to this first version of Rava, it seems that everyone would agree that if a person used this expression, chotzer zu shani mocher loch, hakol moidim de lo mochar ela aviro shel chotzer. That everyone would agree, only airspace is being sold. Umas nisin hachi katani. As far as the mission is concerned, it would be saying thusly, hamocher es chotzer, ba'oisoi loshon shiragilim likroso chotzer, dahinu darta. If a person is selling a chotzer and he uses the expression darta in the sale, mochar es habotim. Rabbi Lezer omer, hamocher es chotzer, afilu b'loshon darta, lo mochar elo aviro shel chotzer. Continuing in the Gemara, we saw the Gemara make reference to ki pligi diomalei darta. Mor sovar tarbitza mashma, that the expression darta, which is the Aramaic version of chotzer, is mashma, the airspace. Umor sovar boti mashma. Houses are included. Iko di amri. Notice the squiggle underline under the expression iko di amri. We use this marking often to indicate the point at which the Gemara switches into a second version. Here we have an alternative expression of Rabba's halacha. Iko di amri omar rova. I de omar le darta. If he uses that expression, the Kulei Alma, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree, lo Kulei Alma lo pligi, de boti mashma, that houses are included. Ki pligi, de omar lei chotzer, as it appears in the Mishnah. Mor sovar chotzer equals avira mashma. Rabbi Eliezer would hold that chotzer is mashma only the airspace. The mor sovar the Chachamim would hold. The term chotzer is found in the context of the Mishkan. When you use the expression chotzer ha-mishkan, you intend to include the heichal and the kodesh kodeshim, which are structures, as well. Another little benefit we see from the markings, we see this dashed underline under the expression ki pligi. Ki pligi is trying to interpret under what circumstances do the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer disagree. So if you look at the first Loshon, we said ki pligi, the controversy arises if he uses the expression darta. According to the second Loshon, the controversy arises if he uses the expression chotzer. We're up to diamond number 2. V'omar Rava, Omar of Nachman. We can take a look at illustration 596. Mochalo chulsis umetzula. One sold a piece of land known as chulsis, which is ground that's alongside a river. In this particular case, it's alongside a river and it's useful for glass production. It's to use the choil, the dirt from it, for that purpose. Umetzula is ground that's would constitute riverbed. ground at the bottom of a river. So we have a fellow who's selling chulsis and the ground at the bottom of the river known as metzula. Hichsik b'chulsis, lo kona metzula. If a person makes a kinyan chazoka on the chulsis, that kinyan does not enable him to gain ownership of the metzula. Hichsik b'metzula, lo kona chulsis. And likewise, the other way around. If he makes a kinyan on the metzula, it doesn't entitle him to the chulsis. The Rashbam adds here, metzula, the lower part of the page, he says, karkois anor shemotzien bo kesev ezov. It's the floor of a river, riverbed. It's an area that people seek gold and silver there. The halacha that was just stated by Rova in the name of Rav Nachman is saying that the kinyan chazaka, the act of acquiring ownership done on one type of ground, does not effectively acquire for him the other type. The Gemara asks, Aini, is that so that one action does not work for multiple parcels? Oh, Amar Shmuel, mochar lo eser sadois be'eser medinois. If A is selling to B 10 parcels of land, 10 fields, in 10 different states, 10 different regions, kevan shehichzik ba'achas man kona kulon, by making a kinyan chazaka, an act of ownership on one, you thereby gain ownership of all of them. So we see that by one stroke of the shovel, so to speak, you gain ownership of all the parcels that are being sold. So why does Rava Amar Rav Nachman say otherwise? The Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta, how can you compare? Hosam hu desadna de'aro chad hu v'kulo chado tashmishta hu. In the case of the Eser Sodos Beser Medinos that Shmuel spoke about, there were 10 fields. They all had the same purpose. That's for production of vegetation. They have the same purpose. So there it's easy for me to understand the act done on one parcel of land will work for all of them. However, avo hacha, in the case of the metzula and the chulsis, ha tashmishta l'chud, v'ha tashmishta l'chud. They both have different roles. And as a result, the act of ownership, the kinyan chazaka done on one, will not be effective to gain ownership of the other. V'ika di'amri. As you notice, the squiggle underline indicates an alternative lashon, a second lashon. Omar Rava. And we're going to find this to be the opposite of the lashon we just saw. Rava says, Omar Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Nachman, Hichzik b'chulsis, kona metzula. Hichzik b'metzula, kona chulsis. And if you make an act of ownership on one type of property, you gain ownership of the other. The Gemara says, oh, pshita. This is an obvious ruling. Do Amar Shmuel, Mochalo Eser Sados Vechule, the din of Shmuel, which we just saw, a person who sold to his friend 10 parcels of land in 10 different countries, the act of kinyan on one gains you ownership of all of them. So what is it necessary for Rova and Rav Nachman to tell me the same thing? No more answers. Mal du Tema. If I would have had just Shmuel's din of Eser Sados Beser Medinos, Hosam havi hu the sadno diara chad hu. There, the globe is in effect one block of land, and since they all have the 10 fields have the same type of role, same purpose, they're all considered attached, and hence the kinyan on one works to acquire all of them. Aval hacha by the metzula and the chulsis, ha tashmish lechud va tashmish lechud. These two types of ground have different roles. And as a result of them having different roles, I wouldn't have known that Hichzik Bechus is Kana Metzula. That's why I need Rava. And we can't say that Rava's din is Pshita. Komashmalan, that's how the Gemara concludes by saying, that even though each one is tashmish to the chud, the kinyan on one will be sufficient to acquire the other. Hence the need for Rava Om Rav Nachman on the first line. As we proceed to the Mishnah, we draw our attention to illustration 597. The topic heading on the outside margin, no say, Ma Nichlal B'Mechiras Beis Chabad. What's included in the sale of an olive press? Amocher Beis Chabad, illustration 597, Mochar Es Hayam Ves HaMemel Ves HaBsulos. These are different units that are associated with the olive press that will be alluded to later in the Gemara. We can already see illustration 598 for the memel. Avolo mochar es ha avirim ves ha galgal ves ha kura. Ubizman shomalo hu v'chol ma shebasocho. If the seller used that expression, that I'm selling this to you v'chol ma shebasocho, hare kulon mechurin. And all of these items that were said to be excluded from the sale will be included. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Amocher Beis Chabad, Mochar Es Akuro. Rabbi Elazar says that one who sells a press, he sells the Kora as well, the heavy beam that's ultimately placed on the olives for them to be pressed. The Gemara, and we can see the double underlining, will be featuring words that were found in the Mishnah and giving a definition to each one of those words. The Gemara, of course, is dealing with a region that Aramaic was best understood. Hence, the words of the Mishnah that were in Hebrew need to be further defined. Yam. We saw that at the beginning of the Mishnah, that one who is Mochar Beis Chabad, Mochar Es Hayam. What's that? Talfucha. We also have noted in between the lines that in order to appreciate the Gemara, one will need to use the Rashbam throughout. The Rashbam here, Talfucha, he areva shikorin that might agula ki adosha. It's a bowl that's round like a lentil. Adosha kori lo v'braisa masechet avodah zarah, and the braisa in that masechet refers to this as adosha, and it says there adoshim mitargaminon tlufchin. The targum of the word adoshim is tlufchin. Hence we have talfucha over here. Continuing in the Gemara, memel, Amar Rabbi Abba bar memel, mafrachta. Illustration 598. The Rashbam commenting on this, Memel, Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Memel Mafrachto, Even Nekuva, a hollowed out stone, She Machnisin Bo Eitz, Umefarchin Bo Hazesim, the Beis Chabad. It's this carved out stone, hollowed out stone, that one puts a wooden pole into it and crushes the zeisim. Continuing in the Gemara, Besulos. What did the Mishnah say regarding this? That this is also included in the sale. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, klunsois shel erez, poles made of erez wood, shemamidim bohen es hakura. They support the kura, the heavy beam that's eventually placed on the olives for final squeezing. The Gemara continues, Avirim, those are Kavshi. The Rashbam says Kavshi Nisarim Shinoisim Al Hazesim Besavad Kishamorin Akur Aleim L'chapshon Umishum Demetatali Lo Mizdavni. These are boards that are placed directly on the olives at the time that the heavy beam is pressed down upon the whole arrangement, and this enables the heavy beam to apply its weight without squishing the olives out of all directions. And we'll say it would probably serve to create some more even distribution of weight that the korah exerts on the olives. Galgal chumrasa. It's a wheel that helps to lower and raise the heavy korah. Korah is korah, meaning in the Mishnah Lashon it's called korah, and in the Aramaic of Bovel it's also called korah. Tanur Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source, and it continues till the Mishnah. In the marking edition, we note all Tanaic material with a frame around it. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamocher Beis Chabad, one who is selling a press, Mochar Es Hanisorim, the Es Hayakovim. It's pointed out that the Nisorim here are not the Kavshi that were mentioned before. He sells these, included in the sale are the Nisorim. The Rashbam makes this point that we can see that inside the fifth line under the Gemara text. He says, Mochar es ha-Nisorim einam kivshi. This is not a reference to the kivshi, which were the planks placed directly on the olives. Rather, the Rashbam, toward the end of the line where we have a dashed underline, he says, "There kein nesorim nesunim saviv hazesim beveis avad, kedei shelo yispazru ona viona." There are slats of wood that are placed around the pile of olives so that they don't scatter in all directions, sort of like fences in the olives. Continuing in the Gemara, V'es ha-Yakovim. The Yakovim is, in effect, a Yam ha-Chakuka, the Rashbam says. It's a receptacle to receive the liquid. V'es ha-mafrechos. Mafrechos is the memel that we referred to before, the crusher. V'es ha-rechayim ha-tachtona. And he also receives the lower grindstone. The lower grindstone is kavua, is fixed in place. Avol lo ha-elyona. But he doesn't receive the upper grindstone. U'bizman shomar lo hu v'chol ma shebasocho. If the seller uses this expression, then hare kulon mechurin. Then all of these are included in the sale. Benkach u benkach, lo mochar, lo es ho avirim, the lo es ha sakin. The avirim are not included, and the sacks are not included. The lo es ha martzufin, it's another type of jug. Rabbi Lezer omer, hamocher beisabad, mochar es ha korah. The one who sells the Beis Chabad in fact includes the korah. Shelo nikra Beis Chabad ela al shum korah. It's not referred to as a press, other than a reference to the heavy beam that in fact presses the olives. Hence, the according to Rabbi Elazar, in the sale of a Beis Chabad, the buyer can expect to receive the korah as well. The Mishnah that we see now deals with the sale of a Beis HaMerchatz. The Nosei, the topic heading on the side, Ma Nichlal B'Mechiras Beis HaMerchatz. What's included in the sale of a bathhouse? The Mishnah says, HaMocher Es Beis HaMerchatz, Lo Mochar Es HaNisorin, V'Es HaSfeilin, Nies Habalonios. Well, let's try to define these things. The definitions are found in the Rashbam. Hanisorim, he says, Shenoisnim al gabi karka hamerchatz va'umdim aleim arochatzim shelo yichvu ragleim michom hakarka. These are boards placed on the ground to insulate his feet from the intense heat that one would experience on the ground, directly on the ground. Inami shelo yitanfu ragleim. Or another reason for these planks to be placed down on the ground is that his feet should remain clean. Since they are portables, they're not included in the sale. Continuing in the Gemara, we have the Mishnah that continues to say, we saw that the svalim are not included. What are the svalim? Those are cups that are used to pour water over the bathers. And we also saw that the balonios is another girsa that appears, vilois, are not included. So Rashbam explains under the heading vilos, masach keneged apesach. It's a curtain opposite the door, in the doorway. The li nira beged she mistapkin bo tainu lotus, say in one word, towels. The Mishnah continues, bisman she'omar lo he v'chol ma shebesocha. Under circumstance, the person says, I'm selling you the chotzer, and he adds this clause, v'chol ma shebesocha, harei kulon mechur, and all of these items that were mentioned earlier in the Mishnah that are not included in the sale would, yes, be included. Bein kach u'bein kach lo mochar lo es hamaguros shomayim lo es otsoros shel eitzim. The reservoir of water, the water storage area, and the water, the wood storage area are not included. Let's take a glance at the Rashbam. Lo mochar meguros shemayim, brechois mayim, sheshovchos mayim lemerchos. These are pools of water that from there water is poured into the merchots. The velo otsoros shel eitzim, shoyu lechameim pohen amerchots. Vainu taimo. Why is the supply of wood not included? After all, the wood was used to heat up the bathhouse. The ein elu tashmishin hamiyuchodim lemerchots. This water supply, these pools of water, and the piles of wood are not exclusively used for the merchats. Kihanoch de liel. V'ein elu moni tashmishtei. These aren't vessels either that are unique to the merchats. Elo mimenu hein. Elo mamono hein. Rather, these are part of a person's possessions. Lehonos bohem, afilu besoch beso. He might use them, the wood, the water from the pools, for his own house use. When one buys wood, he's buying it with the intention of heating his house up as well, and to cook with, and to roast things over. Hence, the Mishnah says that these things are not included in the sale. Tana Rabbanan. The Tanaic source that begins here, you notice, is framed off, and it continues to the top of Samaches Amud Aleph. Hamocher es hamerchatz. One who is selling a bathhouse. Mochar es beis hanisorim, es beis hayikmin, es beis hasfolim. That all of these areas, the wood storage area, the base hayikmin, some explain it's found in the Rashbam, that the jugs are stored over there. He personally doesn't like this expression, and therefore has what to say on that. It's found in the Rashbam lower part of the page. But for our purposes, we can continue with the Tanaic source, V.S. Beis Hasfalim, we said that one who sells a merchatz, the Beis Hasfalim is also included. We saw the Sfalim are cups that water was poured with these cups into the merchatz. V.S. Beis Avila'os. Notice we've dashed underlined the expression Beis. These are facilities, storage facilities, they're structures that are there near the merchatz. So we say that these structures are included in the sale. Avalo es hanesorim atzmon, velo hayikmin atzmon, velo hasfolim atzmon, velo es vilos atzmon. The vessels or the items in these storage areas are not included. The storage area, yes, but the items themselves, no. If the seller said, I'm selling you the storage areas and everything contained therein, they're all sold. They're all part of the sale of the merchatz. He is not including in the sale the pools of water that supply water to the merchatz, whether it be in the Yemos HaChama, the summer season, or the winter season, the Yemos HaGshamim. Velo es beis kinus ha'etzim. This is also the facility in which wood is stored, is not included. Ve'im omar lo beis ha'merchatz v'chol tashmisha v'ani mochelach kulon mechurin. If, however, he says this expression, then we say that all of these items that we had previously excluded would be included in the sale. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.